19. Jesse and Molly in suit sat in Molly's living room. Jesse in suit had finally stopped taking turns asking how she was feeling, until she finally told them that if they didn't stop, she was going to pistol whip Jesse and then suit and then Jesse again. "You're certain the doctor told you that you didn't suffer a concussion?" Jesse said. "What is this, an interrogation?" she said. "I already told you, he said no, twice." "And you wouldn't lie to a fellow officer of the law about any of this, correct?" Jesse said. She smiled then. Just like that, she was Molly, if a little worse for wear at the moment, with bruising on one side of her face that was already turning the color of one of her purple orchids. "A thought like that would never occur to me," she said. "You look as if you could use a drink," Suit said. "You know something? You're right," she said. "Michael's scotch is in the cupboard, over the drawer where I keep the silverware." "I don't know where you keep your silverware," Suit said. "You're a detective," Molly said. "Figure it out." "Make it a double," Jesse said. "It'll be like you're having one for me." "Wait," Suit called from the kitchen. "Is it okay for you to drink if you're taking pain pills?" "Not taking them," she called back. "That's my girl," Jesse said. "I can play hurt," she said. When she smiled this time, she immediately made a face. "Ow," she said. Suit came back with a tumbler filled nearly to the top with scotch. Jesse stared at the color of it and watched his deputy chief take a big swallow and felt as if he could taste it right along with her. "Well," Molly said, "that hit the spot." Every single time, Jesse thought. All the spots. He asked her to take him through it again, in case she'd missed something in her first telling. "I keep thinking I might have missed something," she said. "Like you keep going back to the throw, in case you might have missed something. It's what we do, right?" Jesse grinned. "Well done, Grasshopper." "Wish I'd known some kung fu today," Molly said. "Not that it would have done me much good once they jumped me." "Just remember, you did get jumped," Jesse said. "Nothing anybody can do about that." Molly said, "I know, I keep coming back to this. Shoot me, I'm a mom. She does remind me of my daughters." Molly said there was still crime scene tape stripped across the front door when she got there, as Jesse had mandated. But Molly had walked around the house, checking windows until she got to the back door, which was locked. Then she'd gone back to the front and opened the door with the key she'd picked up at the station. "I had it in my head that whoever had searched the house might have done the same thing I was doing," she said. "Another one of your hunches," Jesse said. "Like you always say," Molly said, "I can't stop them. I can only hope to contain them." She said she'd planned to start in the kitchen and then work her way across the first floor. She had just walked down the narrow hallway, past the stairs that took you to the second floor, when she was grabbed from behind, a bear hug so powerful it took the breath out of her. The second guy pulled her PPD baseball hat down over her eyes. Nothing Molly could do to stop him. In the moment, she was trying to breathe as the guy holding her whispered in her ear, "Did she tell you where it is?" Molly had managed to squeeze out, "Where what is?" At the moment, she managed to take a small step forward, create enough space for herself, and kick her right heel into the man's groin. She heard him cry out in pain, and she had just broken free when she said she walked into the hardest blow to the head she had ever taken in her life. A closed fist punch she did not see coming, and that put her down and out. "They had to know we weren't watching the house," Suit said. "Because they were watching the house," Jesse said. "And because Deputy Chief Crane, being a cowboy, had gone there alone." "Takes one to know one, cowboy," Molly said. She drank more scotch and sighed contentedly. Jesse knew the feeling the way he knew his badge number. The first one, and then the next one after that. The warmth beginning to spread like a river running through you, reaching all of your synapses, trying to fill in as many of the junctures between nerve cells as possible. "Whatever they are looking for must be pretty valuable to somebody," Suit said. Jesse looked at Molly and nodded. That's the kind of analytical thinking that made him a detective. That and being a kiss-up to the chief, Molly said. Takes one to know one, Suit said to her. He wishes, Molly said to him. So somebody, Ben Gage in this case, discovers something that he says could be a game-changer in the land deal. At least according to the message he left for Blair, Jesse said. Maybe he turned up some kind of old easement, saying the rights to the land really belonged to the town. Easement? Suit said. The chief does more reading than you think, Molly said. Wouldn't Needle have known about something like that? Suit said. Maybe the kid had been doing more than one kind of digging, Jesse said. Whatever it is, it was important enough for these guys to risk going back to the house, Molly said, and assault a police officer. But what? Suit said. Jesse shrugged. As one of my old watch commanders at Robbery Homicide used to say, there's the rub. Watch Commander Shakespeare? Molly said. She was nearly finished with her drink. The first one always went down like that, at least with him. Even stopping thinking about drinking was hard. If whatever Ben Gage found was that important, it had to be important to the two guys who want the land, Molly said, and the one trying to sell it. Maybe one guy had the house searched first, Jesse said, and the other guy sent his people over to retoss the place. Or sent Crow, Suit said. In a quiet voice, Molly said, Crow wouldn't hit me. They sat there in silence then until Suit asked if Molly wanted him to get her another drink. She winked at Jesse and said, As a wise man likes to say, I've had enough. Jesse said, What if Neil O'Hara died because he knew what they were looking for, too? Whatever it is they're looking for, Molly said. You're saying that Ben Gage might have told Neil before he got the chance to tell Blair what it was, Suit said. Maybe by then they really were on the same side, Jesse said. And the kid wanted to share the good news, or wasn't sure what he had and wanted Neil to look at it. Now it may have gotten him and Blair killed, Molly said. Did Kate mention anything like that? Suit said. Jesse shook his head. My Irish grandmother used to call a mess like this prasach, Molly said. Showing all signs of being an even worse hairball than I thought, Jesse said. He told Suit it was time for him to go home to Elena. He then informed Molly that he'd be sleeping on her couch tonight. Before she could respond, he held up a hand and said, That's an order. Okay, she said. Finally, he said. Molly said, You can take one of the girls' rooms. I don't see why they'd take another run at you, Jesse said. But if they do, I'd rather be downstairs when they do. Even with an alarm? Molly said. Ben Gage and Blair Richmond had an alarm, too, Jesse said. What the hell is going on here? Molly said. A good old-fashioned land war, Jesse said.